40% of pupils in Northern Ireland are leaving school without basic reading, writing and numeracy skills. That's the worrying figure from a new audit report in the education here. It was produced by the Northern Ireland Audit Office. It's an independent body which reports to the Assembly on how well government bodies are spending their money. The study calls for newly qualified teachers to be tested on their ability to teach literacy and numeracy skills. It also casts doubt on the Department of Education's ability to hit its target on improving the results of pupils from poor backgrounds. Nigel Smith is from the CBI. Morning to you, Nigel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the former principal, Michelle Markham. Morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, this is surprising, isn't it? It's Nigel Smith. 40% are leaving without basic reading, writing, and numeracy skills.
Well, unfortunately, Stephen, it's not surprising. We've had a bad record here, a poor record here for many years. To be fair, there's been some improvement. But I think from a business perspective, that improvement is not fast enough. We're lacking ambition. We're lacking urgency. If we go back some years, you know, 86% of employers believe, you know, addressing literacy and numeracy should be the number one priority in terms of education priorities.
Michelle?
Well, I think we need to be, I'm not disagreeing with Nigel in what he's saying, Stephen, but basic skills, we need to be careful because there's a definition in there. And the definition is 5A star to C in GCSEs, including English and mathematics. So that's what they define as basic. So we need to be careful because I would contend that what we currently use as the measuring stick for literacy and numeracy is not fit for purpose, and that is GCSE, English in particular, and maths. They do not address the needs of employers. They address the needs of knowing Shakespeare, and I'm an ex-English teacher, and I say this carefully. There's nothing wrong with knowing about Shakespeare, but it's certainly not going to help you get the job in the workplace necessarily. So I think that, first of all, I would welcome the report saying that all new teachers should be tested in their ability to teach literacy and numeracy, because they shouldn't be standalone.
But there's something wrong here, surely, Michelle. There is something wrong when our kids are coming out with such a low level of basics.
Well, Stephen, of course there's something wrong if our children are coming out of school not equipped for either the world of work or further and higher education. And of course that is concerning. But the reasons for it and how we can address it are really important. We can't just say it's wrong. We have to look at what else the report says. And the report highlights the correlation between levels of academic achievement and where you live and how much money your family has, if you want to put it in the simplistic terms. And whether or not you are male or female. And indeed, it highlights the fact that controlled children who are educated in controlled schools do less well at the lower end than children in maintained schools. Yep. These are all crucial issues.
Nigel Smith, what do you put this down to? Do you put it down to the funding of education in Northern Ireland, parents, teachers? What's going on?
Well, just to pick up on Michelle, she makes a very fair comment about GCSEs, but the report also indicates that at the primary level, there's about 3,800 pupils are leaving primary level without the adequate sort of standards, about 1 at 1 and 6. Again, you know, this is not the playing game. The challenge here is to get it right. I think you have to look at boards of governors to make sure they've got the right boards there. We have to look at heads. We have to look at teaching. Teaching quality is absolutely critical here. We know that a good teacher can improve the performance of a pupil by 18 months. Compared with something like 6 months in the course of a year, that's a difference between having a very good teacher and having a poor teacher. And we do know, and the inspector reports is indicating, and that's produced every 2 years, that there is a minority of teachers are not of the right standard. So we need a faster level of intervention to address that. And clearly,
so you're blaming
no
teachers,
doubt,
Nigel.
Is linked with the deprived and difficult areas. You know, a child coming from a difficult or a poor household is likely to be about 1 year behind in the vocabulary when they start school. So we do need to be putting more resources into these areas.
So you're blaming teachers, Nigel?
Well, teachers are part of the problem. What I'm saying is you have to look at boards, heads, teaching. You have to look at parental support. So there's a number of people who have to take responsibility here. But teaching is absolutely key here. We know that having good quality teachers can make a significant difference.
Michelle?
Unfortunately, the inspector's report are saying there are too many teachers out there that are not performing at the right level.
Michelle?
Well, this is the old chestnut, of course, isn't it, Stephen? The fact of the matter is that there are a number of complex reasons why they have identified in this report this lower level. Yes, of course, there have got to be good teachers. And, of course, they have got to recognise that it's their responsibility to develop literacy and numeracy in their pupils, as well as teach history or geography or indeed something else. But as Nigel says, when young children come into primary school, there's a significant minority who are already behind in language skills. And that has got to be to do with socioeconomic reasons. It's got to be to do with preschool. And it has got to do with how we in our community have a sense of well-being. And I know as a teacher that if the parents of the children in the school, they themselves were struggling, their children were inevitably going to struggle. So it's about more than just schools, although schools have a crucial part to play in this. And we can make a difference in schools, and good teachers make a huge difference. And indeed, they offer life chances to young people who come in through a selective system very often and don't think they can achieve anything, and that depresses achievement.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much indeed. Nigel, morning to you. Thank you, sir.